When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Tiffany here from Swish, and I want to talk about being a problem solver. In my classroom, I'm always telling my ICFirsties to be problem solvers. In first grade, that's one thing, but in adult life, it's a whole other. It can be really difficult to train your brain to go into a problem-solving mode. Maybe you don't even know where to start. It's a challenge that we all face in life, but when you learn to better help your brain find solutions, it's truly a great feeling. And if you've ever been thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. BetterHelp is convenient, it's accessible, it's affordable, and it's all online. And on top of that, they match you with a therapist just by filling out a brief survey. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/swish today to get 10% off your first month. That's better, HELP.com/swish.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 24 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Florence.
And this episode is sponsored by Samantha Goddard. Thank you so much for supporting us, Samantha. Today we will be discussing Chapter 2 of Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, Dobby's Warning. So make sure you have read the chapter and you're ready to dive into the details. Before we get started, we're going to go to Sick Megan for the weekly profit.
Sorry.
I'm okay.
We'll take your coughs.
Coughed right on me. Now that I'm thinking about this, I wonder if I did this already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Unless so, you did it on your episode because I didn't want to listen.
Okay. No. Okay, so our weekly profit this week is talking about how, you know, we all love our Harry Potter weekends on Freeform, right?
Yeah. Sorry. Katie and Fozzie are having a sniff contest. They're just sniffing each other.
Well, our favorite Harry Potter weekends are moving to HBO.
Yes. However, they're doing another one next week.
Yeah,
are they?
Their last one.
Yes.
Freeform?
Yep.
You know, I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm all right with it. I have HBO.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I don't
as
have
if we
HBO.
Don't have,
but you
like,
don't
all
have
all
the movies.
I know, but it's just like,
I know what you
it's
mean.
It's an excuse to put them on, especially because our roommate doesn't like Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
So, like, it's really hard to be like, hey, we're going to put Harry Potter in, like, on the DVD player and take over the TV, as opposed to me grabbing the remote and being like, oh, look, Harry Potter's on, and I just change it.
Do you think that they're going to, like, get the rights to, like, Twilight and play that?
Who, they?
Freeform.
They have
the rights to Twilight?
I've seen them play it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're going to need to come up with
they're
a
gonna
new
They're going to have to have something.
They also have Hunger Games. I think
have seen them play the Hunger Games. Yeah.
I will say I like that I don't have to watch commercials if I want to watch Harry Potter on HBO.
I feel like all Freeform is commercials.
Oh my God.
Marty hates
for
it.
More Freeform. That's
right.
All it is.
Look at all these crappy shows you can watch.
What was it originally? Was it ABC Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then was it Fox Family before that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was something before
throwback.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Stop changing your name.
Yeah. Why did they went to Freeform? Because they wanted to get a little more adult. Like a little more teen,
I guess.
Free. But they're all, are they owned by Disney?
Yes.
Yeah, they're, yeah.
Yeah, it's ABC. Okay.
It makes sense that they're moving to HBO because that's actually NBC Universal. So like Universal bought the rights, and that makes sense because
it does. Well, and they had their rights to one of the movies for a long time. I forget which one it was.
Do you think NBC will actually play them? I think it was
Half Blood Prince.
Yeah, and so you'd see all of them. So ABC would play all of them.
Half Blood Prince. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my cousin's like, why do they do that? I'm like, because HBO has the rights to that one movie. Oh,
it's weird.
Yeah. So now they have rights to all of them.
It does make it's a logical change. I just don't like it because I don't have HBO. So.
You're not ever invited over to watch at my house or Tiffany's.
Mm. Well, actually, the only reason I have HBO is because you're
dead. What you couldn't hear is my dad watches it. My dad has HBO.
I think actually we might have HBO Go.
If you have Amazon Prime, you can get it for an extra like $10 a month is have HBO, which probably means you could have Harry Potter on. Like, I do Amazon Prime and I have Stars on my Amazon Prime. And all of their movies. So, like, I'll watch The Force Awakens on my Amazon Prime, but, like, on Stars on Amazon Prime.
Mm.
Yeah.
Huh. I might have to do that because...
Yeah, Razzie.
That might be worth it.
Leave it.
So, there's my weekly profit for the week. Harry Potter's moving away from Freeform. I
see. Everybody get excited.
You sound like sadness.
Just kidding. So, are we going into the...
Yep.
Recap.
Yeah,
we get excited.
We're all me and Tiffany are stoked.
I mean, I'm stoked for the recap. Well, here it comes.
Do it.
Last episode, we started our chapter discussion with Chamber of Secrets.
Woo!
Poor Harry was super lonely. No one had written to him all summer, and no one had even sent him anything for his birthday.
Sad tweet.
He had to do all sorts of these horrible chores before the Dursleys had their fancy dinner party, and he's supposed to spend the night pretending he didn't exist. But we left off with someone or something on Harry's bed.
What?
I know you're going to find out.
In about
Who
two
is
seconds.
It, Sarah?
What's happening?
It's a baby. Wingle.
It's a baby.
Jingle.
Tangle.
So... We meet Dobby, a house elf, who has a warning for Harry to not return to Hogwarts this year because something is afoot. Dobby is willing to do a lot of things to get Harry to agree not to return to school, including keeping his mail and causing drama with his uncle and the rest of the family. Harry gets in trouble with the ministry and Vernon and ends up locked in his room for days and ends with a friendly face.
Sarah, another perfectly read summary.
A perfect summary.
Chamber of Secrets maybe seems to be a new you.
This is your book.
Or is it the wine?
It might be the wine.
No, the wine wasn't before. So.
Lady in red. You don't know that. I could have been drinking before I got here.
I'm still proud of you.
It's Saturday, baby.
Woo!
Boo!
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 Right, Fozzie? Look at his face. I know.
His lip got stuck.
All right. You know what we should do? Random, but shout out to my dad. He's turning 60 in 2 days from the episode airing.
Also, happy birthday.
Mr. Also, O'Malley. Yeah.
It's also Elvis Presley's birthday, but, you know, RIP.
Are you
going to
eat
Elvis.
A peanut butter and banana sandwich to celebrate?
There's a lot of things on that sandwich I don't
said
like.
Last episode.
Good.
What?
Said we haven't said pour one out for a while, and then Tiffany's like, I said it last episode. I'm like,
who
okay,
are we pouring
good.
One out for in the last episode?
We mentioned
pouring one out for Alan Rickman.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Alan Rickman.
If we want to say pour one out, Dobby. Pour one out.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
pour one out for Dobby.
Oh, man.
Sorry, unpopular opinion. I didn't
really
care.
Yeah, Sarah doesn't really care for Dobby.
He's just
because
like,
Sarah's
all
a
right.
terrible person.
This is true.
All right.
Tiffany, go into it.
Let's do this. So we begin our chapter with Harry trying not to scream out in shock. And
that was
what
him screaming
is that
out in,
in my bed?
Oh my gosh.
I just really wanted to ring the bell.
It's addicting.
I know.
It is. I can hear the bells.
All right.
Hark, how the bells sweet sound. Oops, I messed up those words.
So Harry Potter, Tiffany, what's happening with
him? I'm trying. So Harry encounters a creature from the wizarding world that he's never seen before. A house elf.
What?
What is a house elf? Oh, sorry. So I went to the Potter of Moors and I found this. What?
Why is everything better when you split it up and rearrange
the words?
I don't
know.
It's
Thank
so
you,
good.
Sarah.
You're
just
welcome.
Is. Thank you, Sarah.
The tube of
the
you.
The pins of Bobby.
The tube of you. So the appearance of house elves, they have large heads, long noses and fingers. They're very short with bulging tennis ball eyes and bat-like ears.
Yes. What? So rereading this, I was trying to picture in my head, really, like, tennis ball size. Like, those are huge eyes.
Huge.
It's just crazy.
They are quite large and in charge.
I think it would scare the...
Well, he tried it. He was going to yell out in shock. Yeah. Not only because someone was there, probably because he looked. Sorry, Dobby.
Dobby.
I've seen one before.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll alarm you a little bit. I mean, and still think about how new he is to the wizarding world still.
So do you think that their eyes are that large when they're born? Because, like, aren't you born with your normal size eyes? Yes. Well, so, like, think if they had their tennis ball size eyes and they're born and they're like these little things where they're like, oh, they're all head. Oh, no, they're all eyes.
Oh,
his
man.
Eyes are on you.
So he sees this creature, right? Okay. I got to go to the magical abilities. So their own type of magic is performed without a wand, which includes the ability to apparate, disarm, and make objects levitate. I wonder what else they can do, though, because we only see those.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they can action. Do whatever a
They've
wand can
be able
do.
To do more than
I can
that.
Do anything a wand can do better. I can do anything better than a wand.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I think they get all their magic from their giant eyes. I can get with that.
Mm-hmm. It's yep. in the eyes.
And then it goes on to say allegiance, and this is in their little profile. It says, bound to serve one owner unless freed by being given clothes by that owner. What happens on laundry day? Yeah.
Well, maybe they aren't given it.
The elves probably have to take it.
Yeah. So there's a difference.
They're not given it. They're just cleaning it.
Correct. So they're like where he's handed a sock. Well,
what if your kid accidentally like is like, here,
but
take
he's not
this
the
sock.
Owner.
Mm. Well, I don't know. What if... What if it's handed down and your parents pass away and then you accidentally free your house elf?
Whoop. I think that
thinking too much about
you this. Lost yes. me my servant.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Well, like I think that by the time like you would know not to, you know what I mean? But like I think that like in the case of Lucius Malfoy, he would hand the house elf the sock.
Did yeah. he?
You
know,
if Draco did, I don't think that like. Yes, I have to serve and obey Draco, but he's not the number one master yet.
I was just going to say, did Lucius have to be like, now Draco, like when he's little, don't give Dobby a sock. Don't do it. Don't give him any clothes. Maybe. What about this pillowcase they're wearing, though?
Yeah, like, what's up with that? That's not clothes.
It's not clothes.
You people. What's up with it?
That's why they have like
new catchphrase.
They wear tea cozies or pillowcases. Okay. It's like
cozy.
It keeps your tea warm.
Oh, I thought it goes underneath the tea.
No, I always thought that it was literally like a little thing that you wrapped around a teapot to keep it warm longer.
I don't know.
Just give him a shirt. One shirt.
Yeah, but then he has clothes.
Isn't it?
Terrible. It's like a little hat.
Yeah, that's what I...
Let me see. Show me.
Oh, I know what it is. Is it, no, don't
Can you
keep
it
over
your
teapot?
It?
You put yeah. it over the teapot, yeah.
Shut up. Oh, my
God. It's really cute. That's an adorable one.
Aww.
It almost makes me want to cry a little bit because it's so
and,
cute.
And I learned something new today.
Guys, everything is better in England.
Yes, Yoda. A Yoda one.
Yoda tea cozy.
Awesome.
I think there's also an Elvis one. Votes for women, a suffragette.
So cute.
What?
Dude, there is an Elvis one.
Like a The internet, Big Brother's watching. They knew I was talking about Elvis.
Ooh.
And Star Wars.
Scary.
Big Brother is watching you.
And I said feminism before.
That's weird. What's happening?
That's Whoa. Really weird.
Oh,
God,
no.
These are cute.
Okay, let's move on.
Okay.
All right.
Guys, we like tea cozies.
So Dobby tells, we find out this is Dobby, and he tells Harry that it's an honor to meet him. And so even among creatures in the wizarding world, Harry's famous and he's like essentially their champion. Because I'm sure that like life has gotten better for them. If you think about like all the dark wizard families that were maybe, I don't want to say like their people were like killed. Like after Voldemort, like by Aurors or, you know, whatever.
Or by Voldemort himself.
Right. Maybe they have better lives. These yeah. little elves. Maybe they're, some of them are at Hogwarts or, you know.
I mean, imagine
know.
What mm-hmm. it was before though.
Because he's, right. doesn't Dobby great. Say something like that?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah. I don't have it in there, but anyways. So Harry tries to be polite and he asks, like when asking Dobby to leave, because he's like, it's not a good time. For me to have a house elf here.
Not to be rude or anything.
Right. But like, he's trying so,
he's so nice
kind.
About it.
Right. But Dobby ignores this because he has a mission. And I just think like if Dobby were to be sorted into a house, mm-hmm. he would be a Gryffindor.
Because think about how crazy it is for you to try and steal my candy.
I don't know. I think he might be Slytherin.
Yeah, you enjoy that Hershey bar.
Oh, I will.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
He would be a Slytherin?
Yeah, because he's very
what are you trying
cunning.
To say about
no, Alton, he's very cunning in the way that he's trying to get...
candy. No.
No, he's trying to get Harry to do what he wants and being like...
This is true. That does make sense. He does kind
of... Yeah, but he's brave to have even left that house, that nasty house.
Well, yes, but...
Listen to this.
Get your
Sorry, guys, I have chocolate
face. I will bite it.
Arr. It depends on what Dobby...
Values.
But he's also a Hufflepuff, man. I don't know if he's so much of Ravenclaw.
I think everybody has a little bit of every house in them. It's just about what you value.
What does he value?
It depends on the day of the week.
Think about how he values
Harry.
I think
he values bravery.
I think he's a Gryffindor. So Harry offers for Dobby to sit, and Dobby begins to cry. So you can see the effect that, like, being a house elf, like, how he's treated.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he's never been asked to sit down by a wizard like an equal person. And that just makes me really sad.
That is sad.
Like, no one's ever asked you to sit down. You're probably just this ordering is another, you around.
This is another, like, real-life parallel that Joe does, right? I mean, like, because I'm sure that this is kind of how slavery was.
Oh, yeah.
You know? I mean...
Yeah.
It's just an interesting concept.
You're considered below...
Yeah.
Someone else, who, you know?
That's Muhammad Ali, I think, said something like, I don't trust people that are... you know, rude to the waiter and then nice to me because I know that how they would treat me if I was like in the other person's position.
Yeah.
That's 100%. If you're rude to people who are in the service business,
I feel like you're rude to anybody. Guys.
Well, yeah, but especially.
No, I agree. And especially we were just talking today about like bad tippers.
Oh, no thanks. I have to pull a story from my own life experience though. So I used to work at a company I won't name and when I started, I was just like a regular kind of cashier, right? So I was wearing a, you know, just like a regular polo shirt for the company. And then I got a position in the back where I got to wear a white lab coat and do some other things after I had some training. And the difference, let me tell you, in the way that people treated me when I was working as a cashier and when I had that lab coat on was astounding. Yeah. So I get this 100%. Yeah. Not cool. Yep. PSA, be nice to people.
Yeah. Especially people in customer service.
Yes. You will get so much further with being
nice. Be nice to those cashiers at Christmas time that are there at Target.
Yes. Be patient.
Anywhere.
Be
nice
at all times. Well, right. I'm just, you know, real life example. Yeah.
But it makes me really sad that he's never had an interaction with a wizard that's been positive, yet he's still trying.
This is probably why they get, not that they're like super, super close, but like, he's almost like, I don't know, there's a lot of connections between Harry and Dobby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
I mean, you know, Harry's like Dobby's hero.
Yeah. Like, Harry's treated like
vermin.
Yeah. And so is Dobby. Mm-hmm. By their families. And finally, by the end of, you know, the series, they're both set free.
Yeah.
I mean, by the end of this book, Dobby's set free. But like, by the end of the seventh book, Harry's set free from the
Dursleys.
I thought you were gonna say the Dudleys.
Same difference.
And so when Harry hears this, he mentions that Dobby must have never met like any kind of decent wizards. And then when Dobby like
agrees
by like nodding his head, he realizes that he's like committing an insult against his family, and so he tries to punish himself by banging his head on a window and shouting that he is a bad Dobby.
Like, the mental abuse there.
Yeah. I wonder if all house elves are forced to punish themselves physically
or is that
for something like that, or if that's a Malfoy thing.
Yeah.
Well.
Seems like a Malfoy
thing. I bet you.
There's got to be families who are kind. I mean, he was kind of Winky.
Yeah.
Not in the end, obviously, but.
But wasn't Regulus kind to Creature? Like, Creature loved him.
Yeah, but I wonder how the rest of the family was.
Well, think about how Sirius treated Creature.
But maybe because
very bad.
How maybe the rest of the family
all that happened.
Yes, maybe the reason why like he loved Regulus so much was Sirius. Might we know was not nice to him. The rest of the family was not nice to him. So Regulus was the one that was so kind towards him and like not mean that he, that's why he gravitated towards him, you know what I mean? And had such high regard of Regulus.
That makes sense, because then when the trio finally starts treating him nice, he's a totally different house elf.
Yeah.
It's like night and day. So I agree with that.
Yeah, he loved headcanon. The trio after.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Megan from Swish and Flick. I wanted to tell you all about Book of the Month. I love the curated list of books that is available every month. It makes it so easy to find something for you. Book of the Month focuses on new and upcoming authors. It's really helped me to venture beyond my regular genres. I am so excited at the start of every month to see what Book of the Month has picked. And what's better than getting a cute blue box in the mail with a book in it? I was so excited to see this month The Paradise Problem by Christina Loren was a pick. You guys know how much I love their writing. I've already started it, and it's everything you could expect from a Christina Loren novel. Book of the Month is offering a great intro offer for the month of May. You get your first book for $5 with the code PETALS, PETALS, and shipping is always free. Head on over to bookofthemonth.com and use code PETALS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mm-hmm.
After a while.
Sorry, I'm trying to look up this quote.
The Muhammad Ali quote?
No.
Oh.
And I wonder,
Did Sirius say this? Sirius said this. If you want to know what a man's like, take a good look at how he treats his inferiors, not his equals. Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Black, how are you treating your inferiors?
Take your own advice.
I mean, I really love Sirius. I truly do. But
at the same time, how?
But he did bring that upon himself, unfortunately,
and it really, really turned on him.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's dead because of it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to learn more about the veil. By the way. Anyways, I don't know. It just makes me really upset that you know I want to learn more about house elves, but there's not that much on Pottermore, so
I know.
I want to know about the punishment thing,
dear Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, dear Joe.
I wonder, like, do they? Is it just ingrained in them so much, like, that they just automatically do it? You know what
but
I mean?
Yeah, I feel like maybe that would have started, like, you know how things are always kind of different, like back in the day, like with the way people are treated, obviously, with slavery and all of that, and how things change over time. Like, I wonder if that's just something that has stuck. Or if even like present day Wizarding World, if people since the second war treat
what's changed since then,
treat their house elves or even treat.
Well, wasn't it said that Hermione did something with Spew after?
Did she?
I think she did because she started off going into magical law with Spew and then eventually it turned into her becoming minister.
I think that she's listening right now and is saying it's not Spew,
it's S-P-E-W.
Spew.
I'm pretty sure she did get something passed though for house elves.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope they need wages and stuff. They have what Dobby has.
Yeah.
Choose who you work for. You know, if someone treats you like crummy stuff. Crumb, not Victor Crumb. Crummy stuff. I was gonna say poo. I don't know. I'm tired.
Look at his face, Ron's face.
Oh, I thought you were going to look at Victor.
So mad.
I can't see it.
You don't need to see it.
Okay.
They all need haircuts.
From floor then.
Correct.
Okay. So him being Dobby, banging his head on the window, wakes up Hedwig with a loud screech and that like shocks Harry again. And so, you know, Harry's like, you need to stop. And Dobby talks about his family. So I wanted to read this because it's so sad and I can't do it justice in like a little like summary. Dobby had to punish himself, sir, said the elf, who had gone slightly cross-eyed. That's how hard he's hitting himself. Ugh. Dobby almost spoke ill of his family, sir. Your family? The wizard family Dobby serves, sir. Listen to all these sirs. Dobby is a house elf bound to serve one house and one family forever. Do they know you're here? Asked Harry curiously. Dobby shuddered. Oh, no, sir, no. Dobby will have to punish himself most grievously for coming to see you, sir. Bravery. Dobby will have to shut his ears in the oven door for this, if they ever knew, sir. But won't they notice if you shut your ears in the oven door? Dobby doubts it, sir. Dobby is always having to punish himself for something, sir. They let Dobby get on with it, sir. Sometimes they remind me to do extra punishments. That's freaking sick.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I can just see little rat-faced Malfoy going, kick yourself in the face or something. Like, he's just rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it probably is, like, enjoyment for him. You know what I mean? Like,
he's sick.
And his parents are probably, like, Vernon laughing at his kids from
a temper tantrum. Look at the little tiger.
Like, oh, probably so thinking, funny. Like, oh, you're making my son Draco laugh. Hit yourself some more.
Yeah. Oh. What if that's they're what they nice did people. As, like, entertainment?
That's what I'm saying. They're not nice people.
Gosh. But why don't you leave? Escape. A house elf must be set free, and the family will never set Dobby free. Dobby will serve the family until he dies, sir. Harry stared. And I thought I had it bad staying here for another 4 weeks, he said. This makes the Dursleys sound almost human. Can't anyone help you? Can't I? And almost at once, Harry wished he hadn't spoken. Dobby dissolved again into wails of gratitude. Please, Harry whispered frantically, please be quiet if the Dursleys hear anything, if they know you're here. Harry Potter asks if he can help Dobby. Dobby has heard of your greatness, sir, but of your goodness, Dobby never knew. Oh... So that's kind of...
Look at what that says about Harry. He just met this creature. He's like, oh, what can I do to help you? That sounds terrible. Immediately.
Harry's a good person. He
connects with him.
Mm-hmm. And even saying, like, and I thought I had it bad. Like, he's never thinking, like...
He's literally treated like garbage.
Yeah.
But he knows that this little creature has it worse than him.
Yeah. Man, Harry's situation's not great either. Like, it's pretty bad.
It's pretty abusive.
Mm-hmm. You know you're a good person when you can look past like your own situation and be like, what can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's one of his greatest traits.
Especially after the day that Harry just had as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's his birthday.
He's coming off of, you know, being screamed at in the morning and then all those chores and hardly any food, maybe no water that we know of. And he still looks past himself.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, that Harry Potter.
He's a stand-up kind of guy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Is it my turn?
It is. It's green.
So after that, Dobby starts talking with Harry about how, you know, brave and loyal. Right? Loyal? Valiant and bold, actually. Harry is because he just met the Dark Lord yet again for a second time and escaped. And Dobby's just, like, so impressed with this. But then he warns him that Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts.
What?
Obviously, Harry is not happy with that statement and is like, yeah, that's not going to happen. He has to go back. He doesn't belong at Privet Drive. He belongs at Hogwarts.
And that's true.
But Dobby is super concerned for Harry's safety. And he says... He's too great, too good to lose to Harry, which I find interesting. And, you know, another thing, I love that Dobby has this point of view, even though he's surrounded by the Malfoys all the time. Mm. You know, I mean, like, he's constantly hearing what the Malfoys have to say about Harry, but he has his own opinion of Harry. Even before he met him, he thinks Harry's valiant and bold, and he has no clue who this kid is.
I think maybe Dobby really values that because of what he's surrounded by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could we say that Dobby's fighting for the greater good?
Probably.
Ooh.
But then what is really scary is he says that if Harry returns, he will be in mortal danger.
Dude, those big old bat ears must have been overhearing a lot of juicy stuff.
I feel like he's always in mortal danger.
This is also true.
I pulled a quote from the book here that says, "There's a plot, Harry Potter. A plot to make most terrible things happen at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry this year," whispered Dobby, suddenly trembling all over. "Dobby has known it for months, sir. Harry Potter must not put himself in peril. He is too important, sir."
"What do you know, Dobby?"
Harry then presses and asks if it's about Voldemort, but Dobby shakes his head and says no. And he has to know that he who must not be named is Tom Riddle.
I think he's trying to drop a hint. Because later in the book, he says that he was trying to give Harry a hint about it. Mm. He's like, no, not he who must not be named.
Because it's Tom Riddle's diary, which is Voldemort.
I like that what Harry's response to it is, though.
What does he say?
He says, "He hasn't got a brother, has he?"
Yeah. Oh, Harry.
Oh, can you imagine?
Harry comes to the conclusion, though, that he'll be fine with Dumbledore there. And Dobby said, "Dumbledore is great, but there are powers Dumbledore doesn't know, and powers Hello. No decent wizard knows."
Hello.
What is that?
Starts with a whore, ends with a crux.
So, thinking of that, remember when we were talking about this when we were going over on our Google Hangout? Yeah. And I had that, I wonder... If you create a Horcrux, can you kill it by just saying, like, Avada Kedavra or whatever? And that's what kills the Horcrux in Harry. You know what I mean? Like, because he's created it. Like, can you kill...
Oh! Can you kill your own Horcrux with the Avada
Kedavra? Like, easier than all the
Rather
other
than,
things,
like, a...
Because it's your Horcrux,
venom.
Your soul bit.
I'm getting it. I don't know. I like that. It's a good theory.
Did Dobby know that this was a Horcrux?
Does Dobby know what Horcruxes are?
He knows that
I don't know,
something
but it just
bad.
Was
or
I
does
don't
he think just that. Or does he just know the sugar coated version that there's part of Tom Riddle in this, and then he knows who Tom Riddle is? Maybe
I don't
he doesn't
think
know
that
what
at
Horcrux is.
This point, Lucius even knows that this was a Horcrux.
Yeah, but what does he think it is?
I have no idea.
Well, and like, can everybody
does he think
feel
it's just like a cursed book?
I guess
like something that belongs to Morgan and Burks.
Is Harry the only one that can really feel like the Horcrux?
Yeah.
Okay. But could you feel dark magic?
Yeah. I mean, like, when Hermione and Ron
are wearing it. But I guess he's around
it
anyways. Anyway,
Dumbledore
like
says dark
it.
Magic always leaves traces.
Yeah. Like, but wouldn't you think that, like, a Horcrux would leave, like...
The ultimate trace.
Yeah, like,
Well, I mean, the ultimate trace on Harry is, like, a physical look.
Scar. Well, he does say that all magic leaves traces, but especially dark magic leaves
but
traces.
But when you think about with the cave, and he's going in the cave, you can't see that trace. Dumbledore feels that trace.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like the Force.
It is like the Force. Are wizards Jedis?
Yes.
What?
Are Jedis wizards?
Mm. Ooh. Well... The Jedi is from a long, long time ago, right?
That's
in
true.
A galaxy,
galaxy
far, far away.
Far away.
Right. You're not wrong.
Maybe Jedis turned into wizards.
Oh! Maybe those...
sabers turned into wands.
Or the wands are inside them.
Oh my God.
So many things are happening here on Swish and Flick.
So anyway, Uncle Vernon comes upstairs. Well, Harry can hear Uncle Vernon coming upstairs, so he shuts Dobby in the closet before getting yelled at by Uncle Vernon to stay quiet.
What the devil are you doing up here?
What the devil?
R.I.P. to him.
Yeah.
Pour one out.
What's a...
Richard Griffith.
There you go. I couldn't think of his real name.
What was that?
Sarah laughed.
Because everyone's like, oh, what's his name?
Yeah, we paused real awkwardly.
What's in a name?
So yeah, Harry just gets screamed at by Uncle Vernon. Who's surprised? When does that not happen?
Is he purple-faced?
Probably.
And so Harry's like, do you see what it's like here? I have to go back to Hogwarts. It's the only place I've got. Well, I think I've got friends.
Poor Harry, dude.
But then Dobby lets it slip that he's the one who's been stopping Harry's letters.
I want to see this in action. Is he intercepting owls and hurting them?
Yeah, I know. And I don't know because
yeah,
when
don't
an
know
owl
because
how do you stop an owl? That's their mission.
When they have to do they do, when they deliver a letter? I can't talk. When they deliver
Sarah.
A letter, do they have to deliver that letter? Like,
well,
is that their one mission?
Umbridge would intercept the letters coming.
Yeah,
to Hogwarts.
And she hurt some owls in the process.
Yeah, well, she's a horrible person, though. So like, we
yeah, but I feel like Dobby feels so strongly about this though that he's going to do whatever in his power to make Harry not want to go back.
True.
Right.
Including hurting owls.
Right, and that's why he was intercepting
letters.
What
if he was like, here, owly, owly, owly.
I have a treat for you.
Yeah. What if he's like throwing them some mice and they're like, ooh, a mouse. And then he's like, stoop, letter.
I wonder if he can like make himself like apparate, steal the app.
Ooh. Yeah, what if it's, oh, but what if he can just go like this and the letter just comes to him?
Like Akio.
Yeah.
But Snappio.
Snap. Oh, those were really good snaps, by the way.
I'm a good snapper.
Snaps for your snaps.
Oh my god.
I don't know. Ugh. You look great.
Thank you. I'm warm.
I'm hot.
I'm okay.
Yeah, you are.
So that's why Dobby was intercepting the letters, because he thought if Harry thinks he doesn't have friends, he won't want to go back to Hogwarts.
It but you gotta have friends.
But he let it slip.
I mean, it was working, but like Harry never had it in his mind that he wasn't going to go back that's over true. It.
He right. would have gone friendless.
Yeah.
And just made new friends.
So Dobby won't give the letters back unless Harry says that he won't go. And of course, Harry's not going to agree to that.
Here's my thing, though.
Okay. Like, why wouldn't he's not he a Slytherin.
Why wouldn't he just say... Okay, Dobby, I'm not going to go.
Right. He's also not a Ravenclaw to think like that. He's like, no, I'm not.
I'm sorry, we're honest people.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. You've got all these letters in your hand from my friends that you've stolen from me.
Maybe he needs them placed in his hands after he says, like, because he can't catch things or pick one up from the floor.
Maybe Harry literally just can't bring himself to say, okay, I won't go back to Hogwarts. Me.
Like, yeah, maybe.
Just say it.
I maybe like what Katie just said.
It's too precious to him.
Maybe just a thought of that is like so upsetting to him that he just can't say
his
it.
His soul's really too good, it. Megan. Katie,
props to you. Snaps
this is you. Why I'm a Slytherin.
This is why your microphone is green.
Yeah. So Dobby's like,
I would have been like, yeah, of course I'm not going to go back. Give me those letters.
I probably would have been the same. I would have been like, no, I would have been like, all right, you give me the letters and I promise.
And then he gives me the
I never said I promised I wouldn't go back to Hogwarts. I just said I promised. What
and
do you
then
think
he
I'm
snaps
about?
Those letters back into his hand, beats you over the head, and leaves.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know because I'm still going to Hogwarts. We got to get back to Hogwarts. Gotta get back to Hogwarts.
That should be a song.
It is a song.
For real?
Yes.
Yes. I know. I hear it now. So Dobby's like, all right, well, I got to do this for your own good. And they have this chase downstairs. I think Harry jumps like up a couple stairs and like lands all cat like. And they go into the kitchen and Dobby levitates this masterpiece of a pudding that Aunt Petunia made.
A pudding.
And he gives Harry one last chance. And Harry's like, I can't say it. And it drops to the floor.
Just say and let it. Me say, this ain't no snack pack pudding. This is a real deal.
This is a real pudding. And it's different from the movie, because in the movie, it looks like Harry's levitating it over Mrs. Mason.
Yes.
But in the book, it just comes crashing to the floor. It gets all over Harry, so of course he looks like he did it.
Yeah. And it doesn't land on the lady.
No, it does not land on the lady.
It does not land on the lady.
It's just...
Is it just like
lady?
A cake?
I don't know. It's just not
does
good
it
for
say
Harry.
What kind of
it looks like... It has like sugar violets and stuff, so I think it's a cake.
I think it is a cake.
The pudding word throws me off.
I know.
It said, tonight's pudding, a huge mound of whipped cream and sugared violets.
I would eat
violets of color.
Whipped cream.
I mean, it's probably on a cake.
She just took Cool Whip out.
Cool
Whip. Smacked it on a plate, shaped it.
You're eating hair.
Shout out to Family Guy.
I want a homemade whipped cream.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The cream of whipped.
You made that then.
All right.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, Coke.
Two Cokes. So, to make things far worse for Harry after the whole pudding incident,
Harry.
Yeah. So, Vernon would have been able to fix the situation had it not been. I said that on purpose.
What?
Situation. If it wouldn't have been for the ministry owl that flies through the dining room window and leaves a letter on Mrs. Mason's head, who then runs screaming from the house. Mr. Mason asks if this is some kind of joke because his wife is terrified of birds. I'm like, why, first of all, do you think someone would do that? Whatever.
We knew like, you were terrified. We trained this owl to swoop in.
Like, this is a stupid question. Do you think this is some kind of joke? Yeah. We have a special owl that flies through our dining room. Rindo. Vinder.
What's going on?
All right. So I was thinking, like, why would an owl leave a letter on someone's head? Like, that to me, I don't know.
Maybe it's got multiple deliveries. It's in a hurry. It's throwing letters. I don't know what's happening.
You don't know how many kids are breaking the law in one
night.
You
don't know what that owl does.
You know, something my dad would say, he's like, because that's what's written in the book.
Oh, my gosh.
And it says, why not, like, on a table or give it to Harry instead? So Vernon has Harry read the letter out loud. And another movie-ism is that the letter reads itself out loud, kind of like a holler, but, like, she's not yelling. She's very calmly telling him.
Doesn't it, like, stick its tongue out?
And then rips itself up.
That's the howler, yeah. I thought.
Oh, no, that is the howler.
Is it the howler?
Yeah. Oh.
I think maybe it just burst into flame. I don't remember.
It burst into flame, I'm pretty sure.
But I'm going to read you guys the letter.
Read me the letter!
So it says, Dear Mr. Potter, we have received intelligence that a hover charm was used at your place of residence this evening at 12 minutes past 9.
It's late.
Yeah.
Why are we eating pudding that late?
I don't know.
Dinner was at 7:30.
Or
at
8. Late, yeah.
Dang, late. No thanks.
It is late.
As you know, underage wizards are not permitted to perform spells outside school, and further spell work on your part may lead to expulsion from said school. Decree for the reasonable restriction of underage sorcery, 1875, paragraph C. We would also ask you to remember that any magical activity that risks notice by members of the non-magical community, muggles, is a serious offense under Section 13 of the International Confederation of Warlocks Statute of Secrecy.
What year?
It doesn't say. It just says
Warlock. Section.
It says, enjoy your holidays. Sincerely, Mafelda Hopkirk.
Mafelda Hopkirk.
Improper use of magic office. Ministry of Magic.
What a boring office.
What are you saying wait about?
Is that the lady that Hermione becomes?
Yes.
Oh, well.
And I literally say, we see that Hermione takes Polyjuice Potion later on in the Deathly Hallows with her hair, and it breaks into the ministry as her.
Megan.
So, not much information is on the internet. On Mafelda, but it says she works. This is from the HP
Lexicon.
As soon
as I said it, I was like, Mafelda Hopkirk, wait.
So we know she works for the ministry in the improper use of magic office. And then fun fact, the actress who plays her in Deathly Hallows is Sophie Thompson. Her older sister is Emma Thompson, who is played. You should have
Trelawney.
Yes. So Professor Trelawney's younger sister plays her. And I was like,
take the cup of the buses in your opposite you. Give me the cup.
Okay, so
Emma Watson. Well, I mean, she is, but Emma Thompson is brilliant.
I love
brilliant.
Her.
Brilliant.
She's in Love, Actually.
Oh, I know.
Married to Alan Rickman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then this
when you realize that Snape and Trelawney have kids.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
JK.
They'd be some bug-eyed, greasy kids.
Oof.
Oof. Sorry.
Bug-eyed.
She's greasy kid.
She's described as having bug eyes.
Yeah, because of her glasses.
Yeah, I know.
But if they're
those are some 80s glasses, man. Can you give her a break?
Oh, my god.
Get her a pair of contacts.
Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
So after the owl that Vernon is very angry about his deal going sour because of Harry, but he's thrilled to learn that Harry's not actually allowed to do magic.
Think about how evil that is. Like, your deal, your big deal just got busted by the thing you hate the most.
Yeah.
And you still find pleasure in beating this kid down.
Yeah.
You suck.
Yeah.
You suck, Vernon. You suck. Yes.
You suck. So he bans him from ever going back to Hogwarts and locks Harry in his room. He hires someone to put bars on his windows and locks the door, puts a cat flap on so he can get food 3 times a day.
Thank you.
Oh, I had to move Katie, come on.
I had to move my wine to ding that, Katie.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
He's treated like a prisoner and spends 3 days locked in his room.
Oh!
I was going to say, I'll give you another chance to redo that. Only being allowed out twice a day to use the bathroom, Harry is given stone cold soup and shares some with Hedwig, even though he's starving. And, like, how messed up is this? Like, so the Dursleys are literally starving him. It's totally abuse to the fact that he goes to sleep that night where he's even more hungry than he, like, was before the soup.
You better hope I don't put bars on your window before we sleep.
And then you see him being so selfless being like, he's starving,
yeah,
and he's still giving food to Hedwig.
His babe. I would do that to.
I mean, absolutely.
That sleepy bear over there.
I do it to my cats.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like, it just, but not everyone's like that.
And you all, honest, tied to real world, you see, I see so many videos of like homeless people doing this with their dogs because they'll take care of dogs and they'll feed them first.
Mm-hmm. I'm immediately would be like that person.
Yeah. It's just love for animals. Harry and loves her.
He goes into a fitful sleep with an empty stomach, and he dreams about himself being on display at the zoo as an underage wizard caged in while laying on a bed of straw, starving. Harry sees Dobby in the crowd and asks for help, but he responds that Harry Potter is safe in there. The Dursleys show up, and Dudley starts to rattle the bars on the cage and laughing at him. Harry starts to wake up by telling them to stop and to leave him alone. He's trying to sleep. He wakes up and sees the moonlight flooding through the window, and he also sees a person looking at him, a freckled face, red hair, long nose, Ron Weasley.
What up, Ron?
Came to save the day.
Good old Ron.
One.
I love how important Harry's dreams are through mm-hmm. the series.
Yeah.
And it's, I like to, now that we're rereading them, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How much detail is in the dreams?
I like that we get to go back to, like, a zoo. We were in a zoo in the first one.
It's also kind of cool that, like, Dobby, it's kind of foreshadowing that Dobby will do things that even aren't good for Harry to save him from this peril, right? Like, things that are coming up in the future.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not good for Harry to be stuck in a cage, sleeping on a straw bed, starving. But Dobby thinks that he's safe there, so he's going to leave him, you know? Mm-hmm.
Poor kid's so hungry, he dreams about being hungry.
Yeah.
Look at old Ron. Juan, he had to save the day.
Oh, can you imagine the relief? Even though he probably didn't know I was going to get out of there, but like seeing
a familiar face.
From his best friend, yeah.
Yeah.
Love at first sight, man.
Yep.
The truth. Yep. Truly. Well, I wonder what Ron's up to. I wonder why he, how is he outside this window?
Yeah, just chilling. He wanted to go for a ride.
Find out.
What?
A ride?
Yeah.
On what?
I don't know. I was going to say something
real mean.
Don't.
Let's hear about this wonderful story from a fan.
Mm-hmm. I actually really like this story a lot.
Do it to it.
All right. This is from Erica Carter.
Sorry, guys.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. If I get sick, man, I'm telling you what.
I've coughed into my shirt every time.
And now you're coughing into my blanket. So. Yeah, but your like hands are on my blanket you coughed
on. It goes through the
I'll wash fabric. It.
It's a lot happening.
All right, Erica Carter, I want to hear your story. Katie, can you please read it to me?
Yes.
I can't read. We all know this.
Katie gave me a heads up that she really loves this story.
I do like this story.
It's going to make me cry. I saw a word.
Erica Carter says, I saw the first Harry Potter movie because everyone in class was talking about it. Same here. My mom took me even though she had religious issues with it. I liked it, but kind of forgot about it. Fast forward a few years later, and my dad, a librarian, always let us sneak onto the top. Wait, sneak our way to the top of the waiting list for books or movies we really wanted. Shh, don't tell.
That's awesome.
We're not telling anyone.
That's awesome.
Nobody is hearing this. I just had to have Goblet of Fire because everyone was talking about it. But he said, no, absolutely not. There were people who were really looking forward to this book, and he wasn't going to give it to me since I hadn't read the others. So out of spite, I got the first one to prove a point. So I got Sorcerer's Stone, and I couldn't put it down. I fly through the rest of the books and can finally read Goblet of Fire. I became obsessed. Harry Potter became a part of my identity. I'm seriously always associating Harry Potter. Or I'm always associated with Harry Potter and Dave Matthews Band. It's who I am. I am also typecast with a lot of things. I totally get it. Recently, I found your podcast by accident and was quickly wrapping up the book I was reading to catch up with you guys for a reread. In the midst of all of this, my dad was very suddenly and unexpectedly diagnosed with stage 4 cancer that has spread to his brain. I live an hour away from my parents at this point, so I drive back and forth to see them on the weekends, and every Sunday I listen to your newest podcast on the drive home. It makes the drive a lot easier, and with my love of Harry Potter and my association with my dad to the series, it really is a great reminder that Hogwarts is always there to welcome me home. You guys deliver an awesome show with amazing content that always provokes me to think a little deeper about the text. I appreciate all the hard work you put into it, and really look forward to new content every week. Thanks for all your hard work. Quotation, or not quotation, parentheses. P.S. I'm sorry I wrote you a novel, but I really wanted to share my story with people who get it.
Tiffany is crying.
I just want to say that, yes, we absolutely get it. And we wish you guys,
now you're making me cry.
Sorry.
We wish you guys the very best. You're in our thoughts. Yeah. You're in our prayers. Yeah. We hope for the best for you guys, honestly. I just think that...
That's tough, but I'm glad that you have an outlet to listen to that brings you joy.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I mean...
Cancer, let's just say it. Cancer sucks.
Cancer's effing terrible. Yeah. And, you know, I lost an aunt recently to lung cancer, and my husband works in cancer research, so we're trying, guys. So, and... Thank you for listening. Sorry, I can't talk.
Sarah's crying.
It's because Tiffany's crying.
I'm sorry.
And it's sad.
Like, I'm sorry. But I just... That,
but, I terrible. Mean, whatever you need...
We love you.
Yeah, we love you. Whatever you need, we're here. This group's here. Our community's amazing. So if you need someone to lean on...
Make sure you're in our Facebook group if you're not, because people are so supportive in there. I love that community.
Mm-hmm. The power of Potter, man.
If you ever need to talk, send us a private message. We'll always message you.
But really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know that's tough.
It's really tough. I mean, you're affected by it. I don't know if you guys are personally. I mean, the worst.
It
people sucks. Are working really hard every day to try and find a cure. And so,
unfortunately, it's becoming more and more common.
So,
thank you for sharing, because I'm sure it wasn't easy. So, thank you very much.
We'll keep your dad and your rest of your family in our thoughts and prayers.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, social media. Sorry. Can you read?
Yeah. Make sure you join our group on Facebook. It's used for discussion on each episode. You can post anything Harry Potter related in there. We love joining in on the conversations and seeing everything that you guys have to share with us. It's a great community, and we love it. So you can find us on Facebook at Swish and Flick Podcast, and on Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr at Swish Flick Cast. You can also follow and support us through Patreon, which enables us to provide you more content. It gives you access to the Felix Files, which comes out biweekly. It also gives you a handful of other perks. So just go and check it out if you want to. It's patreon.com/swishflickcast and support your favorite Potter podcast. My voice is going, guys. I'm sorry.
Almost there.
You can follow your Swish and Flick hosts on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Meg's Mousetails. Sarah is
that
at,
was Katie.
Is at O'Malley with three H's.
Say it with a little more enthusiasm.
O'Malley can't talk.
Katie is at Skaterade7, and then Tiffany is on Twitter at TiffSwish_Flick.
Yep.
You made it.
I made it.
I'm proud of you.
You made it. We did three. It's before 10 o'clock. It's a miracle. Woo!
And we started record-breaking. So late.
We started at like 4 something.
We're getting better.
We started after 5.
Yeah,
we started at 5:30.
We are on it, guys.
And we had like technical difficulties, so.
We did. There's a lot of things happening, but. All right, we did it. Okay, so that concludes this week's
episode. We did it. We did it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Just messed up a perfect ending.
You can redo it.
Yeah, I will. So that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
There's me letting the muggles get me down.
You are a creep.
Amazing! Just my voice!
What up, what up?
Yo, 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 a tickety-toe. I got some dough stuck in my toe.
Megan.
Yes.
Megan!
Why do you guys always make fun of me?
Oh my god, put
Megan,
that in there.
Megan probably cries herself to sleep at night.
He's right behind your chair, so don't move. Did you drop popcorn?
You have to speak parcel tongue to get in. Spoiler alert. like with Cursed Child. Like, people didn't like that. Like, there's a lot of people that didn't like it, and it's still canon. You're gonna have to get over it. Like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.